niillä on halea kala. Kilo kilo omalilla, leiko rooselani, kuva hivina niillä on halea kala.
Aloha and welcome to Nakai Evalu, connecting all the Hawaiian Islands on the Visionary Radio Network. Thank you so much for starting your Saturday with Hawaii's first FM radio news magazine. So we've got a lot of interesting stories to tell, and we've got the best music in Hawaii. Noe Tanigawa here with Kaho'one Panoke.
Aloha kakahiaka, everyone.
Yay, Kaho'one. And Vicky Holt Takamine.
Aloha kako, pehea oko.
We're dipping our paddles in the water now for another adventure. Today, we're going to find out more about one of Hawaii's most fascinating ali'i, that is royalty, Queen Emma. 5'2", beautiful, cultured, comfortable with royalty as well as with the people of her country. I mean, what a Renaissance woman, huh?
A great woman, a great leader, a great example of Hawaiian leadership.
So we're going to celebrate her today by introducing a mele that was composed for her, Kalele o Nalani, The Flight of the Royal Ones, by Nu'uanuan Sylvester Kalama. Veloana e kahai Hawaii, hali ilua i ka ilikai, e ha'i mai ana i kalono, ke kuini emalani no kaluna ko uluna. The Hawaiian flag is waving over the surface of the sea, telling the news Queen Emma is on board.
Kalele o nā lani kou inoa, a he hiva hiva oe nā kalahui. A he lani oia lā no okou, a he mili mili hoi nā mako. Kalele o nā lani is your name. You are beloved by the nation. She is the chiefest for all of you and cherished by us. And really this mele certainly, I think, depicts the great leadership that this woman possessed and how much she was loved by the nation of Hawaii at that time.
And yet it refers to the sadness in her life.
Yeah, we should talk about her name, Kalele o Nalani. It means the flight of the chiefs. She took on the name Kalele o Kalani when her child, Albert, died at the age of 4. And then the name was changed to Kalele o Nalani when her husband passed shortly after.
Sad circumstances, a beautiful and strong woman. We'll find out more about Queen Emma and her legacy to Hawaii coming up on Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa here with Kahone Panoke and Vicky Holt Takamine. Today we're looking at historic preservation in Hawaii and the work of the Daughters of Hawaii.
I'd like to introduce you all to Hanukaulani Thompson. We share the same Hawaiian name. I am Hanukaulani o Kamamalu. And my cousin here is Hanukaulani. Our great-grandmother, her name was Hanukaulani o Kamamalu. So when people hear that name, and I want to tell you a story about the Daughters of Hawaii when Bina Mossman was with Daughters of Hawaii, and I was a dancer at Queen Emma, and Ka'upena Wong was the MC, and he introduced me as Hanukaulani o Kamamalu, and these three little ladies walked up to me and said, "How dare you use that name?" And I said, "Well, it's my name." And Ka'upena comes rushing up and he says, "Oh, this is Victoria Holtz Mo'opuna. You know her. Of course that's your name." I said, "This is my name. It's my family name."
What does it mean?
Hanukaulani o Kamamalu. We're not really clear about the meaning of the names, and there are so many names that are clouded. Her Mo'okuauhau was also cloudy. But Hanukaulani was the name of the first heiau that was built at Sacred Falls by the gods. Kamamalu, we believe, is in reference to Victoria Kamamalu. My name is Victoria Hanukaulani o Kamamalu. So we carry on the lineage of our family.
Welcome, Hanukaulani Thompson.
Yes, welcome. Aloha.
It's wonderful to be here. I do have a little comment about Hanukaulani and the story that, you know, she is the daughter of Lord George Paulet, who actually was the one who came to conquer Hawaii for the British, and that the Hawaiians felt that when she was left behind and he returned to Britain, they wanted to hide Hanukaulani because they felt like, oh, well, he was going to come, you know, charging across the ocean to take back his protege. However, he probably wasn't all that fired up about coming back to pick her up. At those times, I don't think, you know, the Hawaiians were necessarily, you know, in such great demand, a child he sired, you know, in Hawaii. So I always thought that was sort of interesting.
But if you talk to Rubelite Johnson, she has a very different take on who her father was. She has a feeling, or she believes, that Hanukaulani was sired was the daughter of Victoria Kamamalu and Montserrat.
Ooh,
so that's a very different, different history.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on. Let's get back now. Let's not go there.
History and the interesting anecdotes.
But you know
from
what? That's what really makes, I think, our Hawaiians
mo'oku'auhau.
It makes it very interesting and exciting, because it's not always just A, B, and C.
The Daughters of Hawaii were very, Mo'okuauhau genealogy was very, very important to the Daughters of Hawaii. You needed to provide your Mo'okuauhau in order to apply as a member. And so they kept many of the genealogies of the Ali'i and others of that time.
We're welcoming Hanukaulani Thompson to this show. She's vice regent for the Daughters of Hawaii, and we'll find out more about their good works coming up here on Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Inaluina! Huki mai ka heluma! Eho mā kaukau! Eho loāku! Ke aloha hi ahi, ke aloha la. I ka hali alia ana mai. O koula, he o ke iala, ke lumai nei nā.
Come on, Dali, oh. inoa o ke aliiwa no kalani luna lilo e inoa
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Thanks so much for spending Saturday morning with us. Today we're looking at Hawaii's history and thinking about Queen Emma, wife of King Kamehameha IV. She was feted in the royal courts of Europe. They found her cultured, beautiful, and Hawaiians knew she was really one of them too. She loved hiking, fishing, camping out. Her nickname was Wahine Hololio. And she was a terrific equestrian. We remember her especially because of her summer palace there on Nu'uanu off Pali Highway. And we'll get an inside look at the palace and festivities that are coming up with the Daughters of Hawaii. So that's all in store here with Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Imagine this. You walk into your apartment and, oh boy, you've been robbed. Yep, Somebody definitely broke in there and made off with the goods, didn't they? Your flat-screen TV, your laptop, and even your race car-shaped bed's gone. Just a devastating loss. The good news is, if you call Geico, you could be protected for as little as $12 a month. Yeah, seriously, just $12. So first, call Geico, and second, maybe think about buying a grown-up bed, yeah?
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
You have better things to think about than car insurance. You know, like where your four-year-old hid your cell phone or why your dog doesn't appreciate everything you do for him. Yeah, you've got a lot to think about. So Geico invented Geico.com. It makes doing everything from updating your policy to reporting a claim fast, easy, a no-brainer. Hey, with all you've got on the brain, it's the least we could do.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Canine Advantix provides gentle, effective protection against disease-spreading pests, so you know they're protected wherever they go. Now get 1 month free. Ask your veterinarian for a free tube with purchase today.
Yeah, there may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion creeps tonight. With Advantix, the fleas don't bite him. The lion feels all right.
Advantix provides gentle, effective flea protection that works fast. Now get 1 month free. Ask your veterinarian for a free tube with purchase and keep your pets
So I just got the new touchscreen LG Dare from Verizon Wireless, a sweet back-to-school gift, because my parents rock, and now I can access millions of songs. That's right, I got VCast music with Rhapsody. Plus, I have a widescreen VibroTouch QWERTY keyboard and a 3.2-megapixel camera. And with the Dare, I edit and upload right to my blog, so hello, of course I need the web. And with the Dare, plus America's largest high-speed 3G network from Verizon Wireless, you practically own the web. Info, people, info, it's how you stay connected. And that is why you want to be on America's most reliable wireless network with a Dare. So there.
A Verizon Wireless exclusive. The all-new LG Dare with 8GB memory card is just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate with new two-year activation on a nationwide calling plan $79.99 or higher. $149.99 or higher for family share plan lines. And my Verizon sign-up. Visit any Verizon Wireless store, Circuit City, VerizonWireless.com, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Mountains roll down to the sea. I wish that you were here with me. The waves are breaking along the shore. It's not the same without you no more. Whoa! Whoa! Whoa, whoa. Mountains roll down to the sea. I wish that you were here with me. The waves are breaking along the shore. It's not the same without you no more. Whoa, 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 whoa. Watch the sun lift off the sea, cast the shadow off a tree. Soon the surfers will catch the waves, the beach will fill with local babes. Whoa! 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 Watch the sun lift off the sea, cast the shadow off a tree. Soon the surfers will catch the waves, the beach will fill with local babes. Whoa! 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 Up above the clear blue sky,
tourist cars come driving by, windsurfers across the bay, just a tropical Hawaiian day. Whoa, 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 whoa. Up above the clear blue sky, the tourist cars come driving by, windsurfers across the bay, just a tropical Hawaiian day. Whoa, 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 just a tropical Hawaiian day. Whoa.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Nakai Evalu, the eight seas, connecting all the Hawaiian islands every Saturday morning from 8 till 10. Noe Tanigawa here today with Vicky Holt Takamine and Wayne Panoke.
Aloha. It's really nice to have Hanaka Ulani here in the studio today. And can you tell us, Hanaka Ulani, a little bit about how did the daughters get involved with Queen Emma Summer Palace?
Well, first of all, Hanaya Kamalama was built in 1848 by John Lewis, and it was sold to John Young in 1850. And he used the name Hanaya Kamalama, which means foster child of the moon, and that was chosen because of his ancestral family home in the Big Island. In 1857, he willed it to his niece, Queen Emma, the wife of Kamehameha IV. The Daughters of Hawaii, they were founded in 1903, and their purpose was to perpetuate the memory and spirit of old Hawaii and generate the nomenclature and correct pronunciation of the Hawaiian language. And in each of their events, only Hawaiian music was supposed to be played or sung. But what the daughters really accomplished was that before the time of historic preservation, before we had any laws either nationally or in the territory, they managed to save Queen Emma Summer Palace, Hanaya Kamalama, from destruction. They were able to get the territorial legislature to pass the custodianship of Hanaya Kamalama to them, a group of seven women who founded the organization and were able to move mountains. They did that both for Hanaya Kamalama and for Hulahei Palace, saving them both from definite destruction.
So if the Daughters of Hawaii did not come forward at the time, there was no legislation in place that would protect the Summer Palace. And actually, I think you mentioned it was the year 1925 that the legislature...
It was 1905.
1905. Yeah,
that they gained custody of Queen Emma Summer Palace. And then they opened their doors as a museum in 1908.
Oh.
So they've been operating for a long time and keeping it going. Currently, we are mostly focusing on the earthquake damage, $1.5 million worth of damage to Hulahei Palace in Kailua Kona. So every year we have fundraising efforts, but our primary one is Day at Queen Emma Summer Palace. This is our 32nd year this year, and it's going to be held on October 4th. So we're, of course, wanting everyone to be there to enjoy it with us.
Great. We'll find out more about those festivities for a day at Queen Emma Summer Palace. Our special guest today, Hanaka Ulani Thompson, Vice Regent with the Daughters of Hawaii. And you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Kalama kahihina.
You're listening to Nakaya Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
First time you laid smile on my face will last till the end of time. But I'm not so sure if you're the one that I should pursue. Still, I'm falling. Maybe I'm falling for you. Yeah, I think I'm falling. Baby, I'm falling for you. That I think I'm falling.
Aloha, and thanks for joining us this morning for Na Kai e Valo, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian Islands on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa here with Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, and our special guest today, Hanaka'ulani Thompson, who's Vice Regent with the Daughters of Hawaii. And their mission is to perpetuate the memory and spirit of old Hawaii. And one of the ways that they do it is coming right up.
Coming up next week, October 4th, Saturday morning. Throughout the day, you'll have lots of entertainment at Queen Emma Summer Palace, Hanaya Kamalama. My halau is going to be there, Pua'ali'i Lima. She's one of my favorite ali'i. One of the most important things that she did, she and her husband, Kamehameha IV, Alexander Liholiho, was also to help establish Queen's Hospital. So we're celebrating her life at Hanaya Kamalama, which was her summer home.
Yes, this coming Saturday, a week from this Saturday, we will be hosting continuous entertainment from 9 to 5. We're going to open with Kahe Tapilensky. He traditionally does his chant through the palace, and then we start with the Royal Hawaiian Band. And follow with three different halaus, including my cousin's wonderful halau, and Kahi Topolinski's halau, Tony Conjugation. We have the Kualoa Trio, Jerry Santos. He has been there with us for the last, I would say, 5 years. He's been very generous in donating his time. He was his connection with Auntie Emma DeVries. He always had said that he would entertain for us because of that connection as one of our former regents. And so we're going to have Hawaiian storytelling, and our MC is Pony Kama'u, who, if you haven't seen him in person or heard him in person, he is full of wonderful stories and great humor, and he'll have us all laughing. We have a lot of Native Hawaiian demonstrations. Of course, on Alicia's Kaukau, we have a lot of island favorites, Kalua Pig, as well as Poke Stop from Waipahu, who is going to bring us wonderful poke and salads with ahi and sashimi. And anyway, the food is going to really be worth being there
so
for.
We'll have food for sale. We'll have entertainment, hula, and Hawaiian music. Is there an admission?
Admission is $6, a dollar for children, but that admission includes a guided tour of the palace. And I know there are a lot of people out there who have not seen the palace or who might have been there only when they were in third grade. So it's time to see it again. It's really beautiful, and there are all the artifacts of Queen Emma that we have, other than the ones that are up at Bishop Museum, as well as Prince Albert, her little son. We have the christening from Queen Victoria. She had sent the christening font for the little prince, and that's there. That's something of real interest. We also have a wonderful quilt exhibit, which is of rare kappa and quilts, and this was in conjunction. We've taken ours out of, quote, mothballs, and we have it in the palace right now because there has been the national quilt exhibition, and all of their entourage has been in town. So they're up there in the palace.
Lots to see, lots to do. Great entertainment, lots to eat, it sounds like, Hanaka'ulani. A great day, a day at Queen Emma Summer Palace coming up October 4th. Thanks for joining us. It's a great Saturday once again, and you're with Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Brown skin, light brown eyes. From sunny skies, a hunting smile, a fresh peacock gay lay. Soft touch, a warm embrace, tears of joy, they run down my face. I think of you every single day.
Really made me see.
Nakai Ivalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Today, we're learning more about how the Daughters of Hawaii are preserving Hawaiian culture. Did you know that this group is the one that put the beautiful marble plaque on the Pali Lookout about the Battle of Nu'uanu? That's the one that cemented Kamehameha's rule over Hawaii, right? And they have their mission spread out really over the islands. They care for Queen Emma Summer Palace there in Nu'uanu, as well as Hulihe'e Palace there in Kailua Kona. And we're going to find out more about Hulihe'e Palace coming up here on Nakai Ivalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Word of mouth advertising. If you run a small business, you know that's the most important way to grow your company. Your customers recommending you to their friends and family. But great word of mouth only happens when your customers are really, really happy. Because when they recommend you, it's their reputation on the line too. That's why people trust word of mouth. So when you're looking for a bank for your small business, which one has the best word of mouth reputation? A statewide survey of small business customers at Hawaii's major banks shows that more American Savings Bank customers have recommended their bank to others. That's right. American Savings Bank was ranked number one. Surprised? Maybe not when you consider their great service, extended hours, Saturday and Sunday banking, and convenient locations. To talk with a small business specialist, visit any branch or call 627-6900. American Savings Bank, Hawaii's most recommended bank for small business. Member FDIC.
Is it real? Well, I've never seen it, but some say there are two of them, each 1,000 feet long. And they've taken over 4,000 souls. Once a year they come out, for 4 days and 3 nights. Is it real? Well, I hope so.
Oh, it's real. The Bud Light Party Cruise. 2 ships, 1 legendary party in the Bahamas. And you have to win your way in. Look for the Party Cruise team at bars and clubs all summer long. 2,000 winners from across the country will set sail for 4 days and 3 nights. Get more info at BudLightPartyCruise.com. It's time to put some motion in the ocean. No beer purchase necessary. Must be U.S. resident, 21 or older. Cruise 103108. Only $348 per 2 people. Void where prohibited. See Bud Light representative or bar club manager for details. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Cirque du Soleil invites you to discover a true classic. Saltimbanco, a high-intensity acrobatic spectacle that has captured the hearts of 9 million people. Saltimbanco, presented by iShares, opens October 30th to November 16th only at Neil S. Blaisdell Arena. Tickets now on sale at CirqueDuSoleil.com. Saltimbanco, also sponsored by Delta Airlines and CGI.
Honey, you know I love you, right?
Yes.
Well, we've been together a while now, and I think it's time.
Are you asking me to...
Here I go.
I can't believe this is happening.
Jen, would you like a bite of my haupia pie?
What?
A taste worth sharing. McDonald's haupia pie, made with a sweet, creamy coconut filling in a crispy golden brown pastry. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Samba, alula, mai, ka, ua, la, ke, u.
Aloha, beautiful Saturday morning in Hawaii Nei, and you're with Nakai Evalu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa here with Vicky Holt Takamine and Kahoane Panoke with our special guest, Hanakaʻulani Thompson, Vice Regent for the Daughters of Hawaii.
Vice Regent. What do you do as a Vice Regent?
Well, we actually have a regent and three vice regents. The first one is in charge of finance. The second one is myself, and I'm in charge of promotions like this, like Day at Queen Emma Summer Palace, of which this is our 32nd year. And then we have another vice regent. So basically, it's just a way of dividing the workload, since we are all volunteers, and a lot of us spend 8 to 10 hours a day up there volunteering. So it's a way to divide the wealth of work.
The Daughters is also involved with Hulihe'e Palace, which is located right directly in Kailua Kona,
yes,
on Hawaii Island. And it seems to have an interesting history as to the link of the Daughters being involved with Hulihe'e Palace.
I think the Daughters stand out for their historic preservation in that they got the legislation passed to have Queen Emma Summer Palace become protected under their guidance, caretaking, to make sure that it, you know, remains for posterity. In the same way, they were able to take Hulihe'e Palace and have the same kind of legislation passed, which was passed in 1848 is when the Leleohoku passed away. He had inherited Hulihe'e Palace from Governor Kuakini. And after he passed away, it went to Princess Ruth, and she leased it to Queen Emma and King Kamehameha IV, and they spent a lot of their time there. Then after they passed on, then Kalakaua and Kapi'olani spent a lot of time there. So it really is an ali'i retreat. It's a place where the ali'i love to go. The Queen Emma has some of her fondest memories in Hulihe'e, because that's where she and her husband and son were really, really happy. They would spend months at a time there. So it was, you know, it's a very important place in our history.
So I understand that Hulihe'e has been closed for the last year and a half.
Yes.
And due to damage?
Yeah, the damage from the earthquake in 2006 was about $1.5 million. Part of that has been restored. It's due to open in January of 2009. Part of that has been just restored by grants, and, you know, we've had to sort of make up the rest. So any fundraising...
The insurance didn't cover everything.
Well, the insurance covered some. The grants from the legislature covered some. And then, you know, there was always overages when you go to repair anything. You know, they get to a certain point, they've spent the money, and then we haven't quite finished that wall,
so
which we need to finish. So, you know, we're there. We're getting close to opening the gift shop, and the bottom line is, you know, the largest revenue to the Daughters of Hawaii is from Hulihe'e, just by nature of its location. It is evident to everyone who goes to Kailua Kona that there it is, right on the main street.
Well, we'll all have to stop by there when we're on Hawaii Island. And here on Oahu, we're looking forward to a great party next weekend there at Queen Emma Summer Palace. More on all this coming up. You're with Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Shadows fall. back fond memories of you. I'd be so lost without you. Everything seems so blue. My heart keeps saying that it's you, dear. Well, it's you, just you, my darling. Aloha, wa'i'a, you are just mine.
Listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Yeah. When the sun is rising up in the morning, girl, it's the starting of a new day. I love to see the morning sunshine down on your lovely face. I love to look at your smiling face, child. It's gonna be a wonderful day. You know, I wake up and say, good morning, how you feeling? How you feeling? And when you kiss me, it's so sweet. You set my heart on fire. I like to sing it out loud, take it higher and higher, 'cause you're my one desire. If it's love that I'm always talking about, girl, you make me wanna jump and scream and shout. Wanna spend the rest of my life, child. I wanna make you mine, up mine. I'm singing, good morning. How you feeling?
How you feeling? How you feeling?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm singing, good morning. How you feeling?
How you feeling? How you feeling?
take it down now. When I jump, the reggae music melody. When I jump, it's playing just for you and me. When I jump, the people like to dance all day. When I jump, the children yes, love to play. When I jump, the buzzing bees and birds they sing. When I jump, they sing in the morning spring. When I jump, you hear the reggae music just coming out strong. When the people just are strolling along. And now the birds are singing a brand new song. And it's got a lovely name in there. Mother Nature has so much love to share. If it's love that I'm always talking about, girl, you make me wanna jump and scream and shout. I wanna spend the rest of my life, child. I wanna make you my mine. I'm singing good morning. How you feeling?
How you feeling? How you feeling?
I'm singing good morning. How you feeling?
How you feeling? How you feeling?
Oh, let's just get it together now here. I'm singing good morning. How you feeling?
How you feeling? How you feeling?
How oh, can you feel the sunshine on your lovely face? Singing good morning. How you feeling?
How you feeling? How you feeling?
Reggae music jump, everybody put it down and singing good. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, tell me how you feeling? Yeah.
How you feeling? How you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling fine because your man is singing.
Aloha! Thank you so much for spending Saturday morning with us here on Nakai Evalu. The Visionary Radio Network is where you are. Glad you're here every Saturday morning from 8 till 10. We are Noe Tanigawa here with Kahone Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, and our special guest today, Hanakaulani Thompson, Vice Regent from the Daughters of Hawaii. And we were talking about Hulia'e Palace on the Big Island, Kailua Kona, right?
Right on Ali'i Drive, so right in the heart of Kailua Kona, beachside. It overlooks the beautiful Pacific Ocean. There's a wonderful lanai that I remember sitting on and talking story with Uncle George Na'ope. Mm-hmm. Iolani Luahine was a caretaker of that Hulihe'e Palace, along with my kumu's kumu, Lokalia Montgomery. Who was also a caretaker at Hulihe'e Palace. A beautiful women that taught hula, were both master teachers of Hawaiian dance and took on the kuleana, the responsibility of maintaining and keeping that place and introducing to all the visitors the history of that particular palace, Hulihe'e.
Can you really feel the past there inside the palace?
It's a two-story structure, so as you look at the ground floor and go up the little stairway that goes up to the second floor, I remember just being in those rooms and envisioning our ali'i there, relaxing and looking out over the ocean and enjoying a day just for themselves as ohana, as family.
Yeah, those days must have been rare. I mean, you know, you have public life and you have the maelstrom of your personal life going on all the time. And these were critical times, especially when Queen Emma was alive, really.
Well, Queen Emma was, she was part British and part Hawaiian. She was embroiled in, right now we're embroiled in politics. So it was the election time for us here in Hawaii. And I know that a lot of you didn't go out to vote. Could you please go out and vote for this next general election? Because it's very important. At that time, Hawaiians were very limited. They were not allowed to vote unless they owned land or had cash. And as we all know, Hawaiians didn't really own the land that they lived on, so they were denied the opportunity of voting during the election of Queen Emma and King David Kalakaua. So Kalakaua, who was supported by American businessmen, won the election. Hawaiians, who were very supportive of Queen Emma and who wanted her to win, rioted in the streets of Honolulu when that was announced. So that was not a very... and Queen Emma was the one that stopped the riots. She had to go out and speak to her people. It was very, very gracious. She lost the election, but she just was endeared and loved the people.
And that all after the death of her son, the death of her husband, which, of course, sort of laid the groundwork for that election, a life of tragedy and a life of great humanitarian works. It's all coming to you in Hawaii's first FM radio news magazine. It's called Nakai Ewalu, every Saturday morning here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Awe na lie o ke aui hala e nana mai a makou na pula pula o nei aue holo nei e ala mai ka kou e na kini na mamo ka aina aloha aloha vale ia aina ko ka kou kahua awe ka ili ili e ka hoopueu ia nei e pai pai hou ia ka pohaku I paa maila ke kahua hale hou no ka kou e na pua e hoolulu ai e ala e ka I ka mahi ka palena I mua aloa a ka lei o ka lana kila. Kaulana nā pua o Hawaii Kūpaa mā o te o ka aina Mai ka elele o ka loko ino Pala pala anu me ka pākaha Pane mai Hawaii moku o ke ave Kokua nā honoa o pihilani Kā ko o mai kaua I o mano Aoku me ke onio ka kuhi hewa A olea e ka ui ka pulima
A ole, a ole, a ole, hiu
Aluna o ka pepa o ka enemi Ho'ohui aina ku ae hewa
Ku ae hewa
I ka pono sivila a o ke kanaka Aole mā koua I mina mina
Aole, 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 hiu
I ka puta la o ke au kuni Lava mako I ka pohaku
I ka pohaku
I ka ae ka maha o ka aina Mahope mako o lili ulani
Mahope Mahope,
mahope, you. Aloha e ka pono o ka aina. Haina ia mai ana ka puana.
Haina ia mai.
O ka poe I aloha I ka aina.
Kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua e. Kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua e. Kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua e.
Nakai Ewalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Today we've been learning more about the beautiful and cultured Queen Emma,
called in her time a Renaissance queen. She had a real connection with her people. And after her son, then her husband, King Kamehameha IV, died, she devoted herself to humanitarian work in Hawaii. Legacies from the past into the future with the best in local music. It's a great way to start your Saturday. And I'm so glad you're here with us. Anakai Evalu, connecting all the Hawaiian Islands on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Let us lift it, let us load it, we can truck it anywhere. Let us handle it or store it, we ship it all with care.
When you need storage space, you want to know your belongings will be where you put them, in the same condition you left them. You want a company that specializes in safe, secure storage. You want Island Movers, Hawaii's number one moving and storage specialist. From planning to packing, from shipping to delivery, and yes, for storage too, you can count on Island Movers. For your free estimate, call 832-4000. That's 832-4000. Down the street or around the world, when you need to move, call Island Movers, your total transportation services company.
Moving is more than a business. It's our responsibility. Island Movers. Island Movers. Your total transportation services company.
Remember the first time your parents let you stay at home alone without a sitter? You were probably 11 or 12, right?
You're going to break something now.
Yeah, kids can do a lot of goofing off when left to their own devices. But what if you were 3 or 4? And at preschool? We all want to make the right choices for our children. Does your child care provide a healthy, fun, educational experience? How can you be sure? Quality child care prepares your child for school and life. The National Association for the Education of Young Children has accredited programs that are the right choice for our keiki. Why does NAEYC accreditation matter? NAEYC accredited programs assure that children are safe, healthy, and learning each day. Ask your preschool if they are NAEYC accredited. Insist on the highest quality for your child. Visit HawaiiKeiki.org. That's HawaiiKeiki.org. This message brought to you by the Hawaii Association for the Education of Young Children.
Our ad guy suggested we audition a bunch of frogs to help us talk about our workers' comp insurance, about Hemic's superior value.
Next!
But we still haven't found one that can tell you about Hemic's great safety programs, return to work, fraud prevention, and other services that protect workers and save employers money.
Thank you.
You know, we haven't even gotten a Hemic out of the little guys.
Next.
Maybe we should change our name to Rivet.
Hemic, Hawaii's workers' comp specialist.
For most businesses in Hawaii, there's only one word to remember for workers' comp insurance. What was that?
He said Hemic, Mr. Dove.
Okay. One word that tells employers they're getting the most value for their workers' compensation dollar. Service that protects workers and saves employers money. That was supposed to be Hemic?
I thought that one sounded good enough.
Well, good enough isn't good enough at Hemic.
All right, bring in the other frog.
Hemic, Hawaii's workers' comp specialist.
Mm-mm, so juicy, tender, and delicious. They should just call it McDonald's Southern Style. Makes you want to get more chicken.
Ooh, I know. How about McDonald's Southern Style makes you want to get one for your best friend chicken, huh?
Nah, I like mine better.
Get your fill of McDonald's Southern Style Chicken Biscuit and Sandwich, a lightly breaded and seasoned chicken breast, served for breakfast on a flaky buttermilk biscuit, and for lunch and dinner on a steamed sandwich bun at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Hawaii,
For the Charles Lindbergh Estate in Kipahulu on the island of Maui. Such a beautiful place to be. The mountain range, the smell of lipoa, and the inviting home in the calm. As my brother Hoku writes, Ka'i'ini pau'ole akamakemake. This is a place that leaves you, always wanting to return.
Aloha, Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu, the eight seas, connecting all the Hawaiian islands on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa with Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, and today we have a special guest here in the studio with us, Hanaka'ulani Thompson, Vice Regent with the Daughters of Hawaii.
Hanaka'ulani, you look fabulous in your beautiful white dress and your lei hulu. I wanted to ask you about what you're wearing, because this is exactly what the Daughters of Hawaii wear.
Yes. Whenever we appear in any, as a group somewhere, we wear our white mu'u and most likely a hat, and then our leihulu, which was the sign of the Daughters of Hawaii. When they originated, they chose the lei as their insignia, and so we wear the orange leihulu lei.
Leihulu being feather lei.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And so that's our official.
Whenever you appear in public and are representing the Daughters of Hawaii.
Yes, like the last time I think we were together as a group was at the funeral of Lili'uokalani up at Mauna'ala. And all the Hawaiian societies were there. And, of course, everyone has their own
regalia.
Regalia, yes. And this is ours. So, with our hats.
Well, we celebrate a day at Queen Emma, October 4th, next Saturday. At Hanaya Kamalama. If you don't know where that is, you've just got to head to Mauka, head to the mountains on Nu'uanupali Drive. You're going to see this big, beautiful tree, and there's always that Kamehameha statue, Kamehameha.
I don't think it's there anymore. We do have a sign. We have signage on the street. We could certainly use a larger sign, though. I'd like to see that, because people do whiz by. It's 2913 Pali Highway, and, you know, there's a small little driveway there, but because of all the foliage, you can't really see the path.
Yeah, that's really true.
Unless you go around the back.
Where do we
park?
I was just going to ask.
Well, there's free parking behind. You have to go to Pu'iwa Street, which is right past the palace, and that's where the Nu'uanu Park is, and that's where the
palace is. So park in that parking lot of Nu'uanu
Park. Yes, and then we have overflow parking at a couple of their sites nearby. So there is lots of free parking. And
now, do they need to make reservations, or can they just come that day and buy tickets?
No. We would not turn away a million people if they showed up.
And the hours are? When does it start?
9 to 5.
And $6 for adults and $1 for children. So you can certainly afford to bring your whole family.
Yes. And we know, Victoria, that you're going to be performing some chants in honor of Queen Emma. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We have several chants that were composed for her. A birth chant we're doing as an oldie, you know, mele that talks about her trip to Kauai. One of my favorite mele is one that was done by Napalapalai, composed by Uncle Bill Ali'iloa Lincoln, Nani Lava'i. It talks about Queen Emma's home and Alexander Liholiho's home, Kamehameha IV, on the island of Kauai, just after you pass Hanapepe, or just before Hanapepe, Lava'i.
Nā kai e walu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
My tropical baby, my little empress down at Waikiki. Your hips, they sway like the coconut trees. You're such a sweetheart to me. My tropical baby, your hair, your body always tickles me. To see you dancing right in front of me, it's always more than what the people see. Because the way you wink your eyes at me, it blows my senses like the corner breeze. Oh, darling, open your eyes and see that I want you to belong to me. My tropical baby, my little empress down at Waikiki. I'm your Hawaiian boy waiting patiently for you to marry me. Because the way you wink your eyes at me, it blows my senses like the Kona breeze. Oh, darling, open your eyes and see that I want you to belong to me. My tropical baby, my little empress down at Waikiki. I'm your Hawaiian boy waiting patiently for you to marry me, for you to marry, for you to marry me.
Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. So glad you're here with us. Noe Tanigawa here with Vicky Holt-Takamine. Our guest today, Hanakaʻulani Thompson, Vice Regent with the Daughters of Hawaii, and of course, Kahoʻone Panoke.
And it's time for Olelo Noʻe Au on Nakai Evalu. Auntie Vicky, I'm sure, has a very good Olelo Noʻe Au for us today. And for those of you who don't know what Olelo Noʻe Au means, it's really a Hawaiian saying or a Hawaiian proverb that a lot of times it has to deal with lifestyles, life skills, and who we are as a people. So, Auntie Vicky?
Our Olelo Noʻe Au actually will take us to the island of Molokaʻi.
Oh, interesting.
But I thought it was appropriate for what we're talking about today. Unu mai a hoʻonuʻanuʻa ke kilu o Kalamaʻula. Hoʻoleʻaleʻa I ke kaha o Kaunalewa. Bring all the kilu for amusement at Kalamaʻula. We might want to change that to Hanaia Kamalama. To make merry on the field of Kaunalewa. Because we're going to be so joyful and lots of happy things are happening on the field up at Hanaia Kamalama. Once again, unu mai a hoʻonuʻanuʻa ke kilu o Kalamaʻula, hoʻoleʻaleʻa I ke kaha o Kaunalewa.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
So next week, come and join us and we'll all make merry.
On the beautiful grounds of Queen Emma Summer Palace, where is the hula done for the special summer, the day over there?
Oh, it's done right under the beautiful trees. The gardens there are just luscious, and you will love being in the shade. You don't have to walk around in a sunny area. You can just enjoy the vendors and the hakules and the food and in the shade of the tree. That's where we have.
And again, it starts at 9 a.m.
until 5.
On Saturday, October 4th. Until 5 p.m.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to be there getting my ticket and making sure that I get some of that ona food. So please come and join me.
There.
And we can all sit down and watch Pu'ali'i Lima, Jerry Santos, and all of the other entertainers perform.
Now, Hanakaʻulani is going to be singing too, aren't you?
Oh.
Yes. Who's in your group?
Poki Ivan, who is Pulani's brother, and Kula Biva. Graduate of Kamehameha.
Great. Flavors of Old Hawaii.
Yes.
October 4th. You heard about it on Nakai Evalu here. It's the Visionary Radio Network.
Hush, my baby. Daddy's here beside you, to hold you close tonight. You're as sweet as a flower that blooms by day, enhanced by the fragrance, reminds me of you. Sleep now.
Listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Falling in love.
Kai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Well, our show's about coming to an end here.
Already?
I know. Noe Tanigawa here. That was Kahoone Panoke. Vicky Holt Takamine. And our guest today has been Hanakaʻulani Thompson, Vice Regent with the Daughters of Hawaii. Thanks so much for coming in today, Hanakaʻulani.
I'm so
delighted
to be here.
I have a question for Hanakaʻulani before we leave. You know, because of the way how we're the location of the Summer Palace, what kind of marketing does the Daughters put into? I mean, how do you get people to know where this Summer Palace is? I mean, when you look at Hulihei Palace, if you're just driving through, you can't miss it. But unless you're looking for it on Nuuanu, on Pali Highway, you can miss it.
That's a good point. You know, we are in the position of competing with all the other nonprofits. And, of course, we're all competing for the same piece of the free publications in our tourist publications as well as our newspapers and so forth. So, you know, that's our first direction. But I think what's new on the horizon is now we are finally having events that are making enough money for us to be able to start buying paid advertising. So this is a whole different direction for us. I can't speak for other nonprofits, but I can say for us that it's going to be our new direction is to realize that we need to, you know, move into the next century and incorporate paid advertising into our, sounds like I'm going to buy a bunch of on your station, you know, incorporate paid advertising into our budget and our entire marketing
Great.
Plan.
Well, good luck with that plan.
Thank you.
And again, mahalo for joining us and good luck.
Mahalo, this has been
October
a great time. Ahui ho.
Today we learned how the facts and feelings of the past can be preserved for today and for the future with our special guest, Hanakaʻulani Thompson of the Daughters of Hawaii, caretakers of Queen Emma Summer Palace. Next week, we'll take a look at a legacy of Queen Emma, of course, the Queen's Medical Center. So do be with us next Saturday, 8 to 10 a.m. Noe Tanigawa here.
Aloha, Vicky Holt Takamine.
Aloha, Kahoʻani Panoke.
Ahui ho.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Word of mouth advertising. If you run a small business, you know that's the most important way to grow your company. Your customers recommending you to their friends and family. But great word of mouth only happens when your customers are really, really happy. Because when they recommend you, it's their reputation on the line too. That's why people trust word of mouth. So when you're looking for a bank for your small business, which one has the best word of mouth reputation? A statewide survey of small business customers at Hawaii's major banks shows that more American Savings Bank customers have recommended their bank to others. That's right. American Savings Bank was ranked number one. Surprised? Maybe not when you consider their great service, extended hours, Saturday and Sunday banking, and convenient locations. To talk with a small business specialist, visit any branch or call 627-6900. American Savings Bank, Hawaii's most recommended bank for small business. Member FDIC.
Cirque du Soleil invites you to discover a true classic. Saltimbanco, a high-intensity acrobatic spectacle that has captured the hearts of 9 million people. Saltimbanco, presented by iShares, opens October 30th to November 16th only at Neil S. Blaisdell Arena. Tickets now on sale at CirqueDuSoleil.com. Saltimbanco, also sponsored by CGI and Wyndham.